Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 78, recorded a mere 2 days after Gatecast episode 77.
Woohoo! Good evening, everybody.
Since I'm buggering off on a little mini tour of the USA, I won't be around to record for a couple of weeks. Not that you'll actually notice, because Mike has managed to smoothly time shift, and we're so far, about 5 episodes ahead next?
We're so far ahead, you can go to America, have your jollies, come back, the schedule won't miss a beat.
Unless, of course, your internet connection goes down.
Or, yeah, assuming something terrible happens while you're over there, and they don't let you back.
It's hard to imagine anything more terrible. Somebody suggested to me that you should go for the intimate pat-down and wear a kilt. As it's meant to be worn.
In that case, then, take photos.
I think I told you on the taking photos. I found, after I thought it had been lost for about 9 months since I was away in August last year,
yeah,
I found my camera, and it turned on.
Remarkable.
I'm now trying to buy a second battery for my netbook. And I now fly. I want to watch movies all the time. And my own uncensored, not safe for work ones, not the sort of censored, safe couch, cud-chewing pap that they feed you on the plane.
Yeah, I've heard the cuts for airlines tend to butcher certain movies.
Yes, I can't imagine Black Swan will be an option.
I don't know. If you're in business class or first class, I'd assume you get unedited versions of movies.
Do I look like I can afford business class? Could afford business class, I would waste the money on that and not spend it over there instead.
True. You're going to be a lumped-in economy then, are you?
Coach, I believe it's known as. Ah, Delta. Welcome to several hours spent in Atlanta. And by several, I mean across the 2 weeks, about a day.
Yeah, that's the Futurama episode took place in Atlanta, didn't it?
Oh, yes, Atlantis.
Atlanta, yeah.
The ancient lost city of Atlanta. They mutated really quickly because of all the caffeine in the water. Home of Coke, employer of my housemate.
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Was that under internet? It was. You know, I forgot to instigate the Skype call recorder last time.
Did you? Oh, look, it recorded then.
Indeed. Did I misspell serpent? Apparently I did. And what on earth is an episode? Actually, you know, I think I've just defined a new word. An episode is someone going mental at their iPhone because something they just downloaded doesn't work properly.
Fitting.
Yes, therefore you've had an episode. You can leave that bit in, just drop it in a little later.
Yeah, why not?
That's my third word, that is.
What, you're keeping a running count of new words I've invented?
Yes, I don't do it very often, about once a decade. Previous words, last decade's words was Yougle. Y-O-U-G-L-E. Since Google owned YouTube, to search YouTube is the Yougle. And my own personal, because it's conjugatable, is pubulated.
Go on then. What does that mean?
Well, it refers to the density of drinking establishments in a given area. So somewhere could be heavily populated or lightly populated.
Ah, got you.
I think that was the 90s one. So I've got Yougle from last decade, pubulated from the 90s. Prior to that, apparently alcohol releases my muse because I only started drinking in 89, so I don't have an 80s word, possibly because I was still assembling my vocabulary.
Oh, you can't be perfect all the time, can you?
Oh, Lord, it's so hard to be humble.
But you try.
Indeed. Thank you for saying, but you try, rather than, but you're trying, to which I would have responded, yes, very. Oh, did someone actually tweet already? Oh, no, that was us. After searching fruitlessly for a Godzilla t-shirt for Ian, Jeffrey's eldest, I found a 1977 Star Wars Forever t-shirt with the Millennium Falcon on it.
What, an original?
What?
An original.
I don't know if it's original or not. Bad line. Stay. Actually, I heard the droid spinning up there. Which somehow brought a Firefly reference to my head. You know, a droid spinning up.
And then drive spinning up.
Well, their droid spun up before they took, didn't
it? Well, it rotated slightly quicker.
Well, I've heard the phrase droid spinning up before in relation to spaceships.
You know, hyperspace. Battlestar, wasn't it? Its drive and always spun up before it jumped.
That were one of the most tense episodes of that entire show.
Which episode? The very first time they used the jump.
Not the very first time they used the engines, but it was about episode 3 or episode 4. It was simply entitled 42.
38.
Or 38, could have been 38.
Was it 33? It was 38 is Stargate minutes, isn't it, for the gate. Mm. 33.
That was an incredibly tense episode.
It was, considering the first episode of the series proper after the miniseries. They really never quite got there again. They came close a lot of times. I mean, the season one finale, you know, when you watch that for the first time, and it was the first time because we had it before the Americans.
When you see Edward James Olmos getting shot.
Yeah. I literally, very few things on television just makes me stop and stare, mouth open, you know, that did it.
You weren't expecting it, were you? Goes, oh,
it came
damn,
out the,
you know?
Blue. It came out the blue, and that's why you're very, oh, crash, shut up, Michael. You so rarely get that on an American show, even if you watch it the day after or a couple of days after, you hear something.
A thing which really sort of surprised me, because I deliberately avoided spoilers, was she comes in, I mean, she had sex or whatever. It is one of the last episodes. She has the lovely dinner with it's the one that was married to Lee. And she comes in and they have the dinner. She comes in, she has a shower, she washes her hair. This guy, she shoots herself in the head. I was like, you remember that? One of the final episodes, certainly in the latter half of season 4. Might have been the final. It's after that, because I believe the season break in season 4 was then discovering Earth was just kind of scorched and blackened and radiation ruined, having finally got to where they'd spent 3.5 seasons.
Oh, yeah, she finally gave up, didn't she? She was looking in the mirror.
Mm.
Yeah.
But that was suddenly like, what the fuck? Because you really didn't see that coming. I was like, eh? You'd probably heard about it.
I probably did. Like I say, Battlestar was one show I'd, as soon as I downloaded it, and the next 3 hour I'd got, I watched it.
Did you see the comment I left on your link?
Yeah, didn't quite follow it.
Well, the thing is, you'd linked to episode 6 of 10 of their top 100. You really think I wasn't going to go back to the beginning and listen to it from 100 to 91 and so on?
That's the latest episode which I linked to, that's all.
I hadn't seen links, probably because I hadn't changed that setting yet, because it says people you don't interact with regularly, Facebook defaults by not showing you any of their updates.
Yeah, daft, that is a stupid idea, that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, because you'd be like, oh, they're not on Facebook. You think you've lost touch with them. As far as Facebook's concerned, if you have lost touch with them, well, they're not going to encourage you to get back. Yep.
Oh, well, crazy.
Anyway, shall we?
Lines ready, notes ready. Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you have actual notes. We shall kick off in 3, 2, 1, boink. Fade out on line, fade in on Chulak. Because basically the name popped up on screen.
A reused matte painting from the series premiere, Children of the Gods, with added tent.
Father, he's coming.
Yes, I know. You are not to be here.
But Father...
Go, now.
Yes. Solov, kid.
Yes, you don't have a tattoo yet. It's very sort of Obi-Wan with the robe, isn't it?
Very much, yes.
Conscious reference? Did they mention it in the commentary?
They didn't mention it, no.
Maybe they felt they didn't have to. The transcript simply said, he has removed the serpent tattoo. It leaves a scar, which is remarkably like the serpent tattoo, in fact. It looks like they put it on and then painted over it with skin-coloured stuff.
So Tilk's returned to his home world, and he's meeting with a couple of Jaffar. I suppose they are leaders of their particular tribes on the planet.
Or the Resistance, which is not futile.
It is an honour to finally meet you.
And are you?
Yeah, those things can't be comfortable to sit in. I'm seeing chainmail going right up inside the leg. That much chafe.
That's a problem when you have these secret meetings. You know, you put a lot of faith in the people you have in the meetings with.
Yes.
We have heard much of your return to Chulak.
It is time for Jaffar to stop whispering about freedom and begin to show our true power.
A power we can only hope is greater than that of the gods.
He's got FA Cup ears. He does. They stick out somewhere. Well, look, I mean, from that angle, it looks like he has actually... Teok's ears look gone altogether. That's nicely lit, though, the sort of shadow half across his face. I'm assuming that's deliberate. Very little cinematography. Cinematographically, You know, that sounded so much easier to say in my head.
It did, didn't it? I think we get the idea.
I realized there are four syllables in. Oh, shit.
Jafar are the foundation upon which the false gods have built their empires. We can tear them down.
To do so, we will have to fight our own kind.
As the Goa'uld have forced us to do in their name for countless generations. Only now we will fight for the freedom of all Jafar.
The Oxpire, he's still in bloody smug mode.
Well, at this stage, you know, everything's going well. Mm-hmm. The very fact he's able to revisit his world after it got pretty much hammered and speak to...
You know, based on the outside, the village looked exactly as it did four seasons ago.
Well, that's true, but supposedly Kura came across and killed thousands.
Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of them.
Yes.
Don't shoot till you see the white of their eyes, etc. Sorry, just in case you didn't get the non-subtle reference.
Kolna of the High Cliffs and Hacknor of the Kordai Plains have already agreed to meet the Chakwa Groves tomorrow.
Then I will meet with them as well.
Oh dear.
That sounds like a...
And this blasphemous rebellion will finally be crushed. Hashakri!
Isn't it amazingly convenient he happened to fall on the bed and not in the fire beside him?
Shulva.
Yeah, a pity he didn't know. Yeah, that he falls on the fire and bursts into flames. Put him back on.
Yeah, that looks like hemp. I mean, it could be interesting.
So, the plan obviously didn't work out as intended.
Clearly not. So, he said, rummaging desperately for the locks. Ah. Directed by Peter DeLuise and... Oh, no, sorry, written by Peter DeLuise, directed by Martin Wood.
And there we go, that's better. First aired September 29, 2000. This is our episode 79, Serpent's Venom.
Did I say 78?
I don't think you did. Did you?
Very certainly did. I tweeted 78 anyway.
I didn't hear you say anything, that's why I threw 79 in.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'll figure it out when I listen to the playback.
77, 78, 79.
There. Right, thank you.
You can pick one of those. Knowing you, you'll just leave it in as that. You know, don't let them look behind the curtain.
Yeah, love the Oz references. Even when they're not even actually in the episode. We can throw them in.
Oh, we have...
Oh, there we go.
Down from briefing room. Sam looking for fetching in a black tea.
Yes, and she just grabbed Martin Wood's backside as she walked past him.
Were they going out at the time?
No, they weren't. She's just something she did all the time. Hence, Martin joked that scene took 13 takes.
Receiving IDC transmission.
Recognise Topra.
It's the Topra.
Open the iris.
They seem to take their time. I mean, how long did they wait before they decide they're not going to go splat?
It's always a gamble, isn't it, when you jump through?
Teal?
Topra.
Too bad.
There's no travel on route, sir. However, there is a transmission being sent.
Looks like my vacation is over.
Where did he come from? He wasn't there a second ago.
Who?
Jacob.
Thanks to our good friend Tanith, the Tok'ra were able to intercept this conversation between Apophis and Hera Earth.
It took place less than an hour ago.
Yeah, so he must have been visiting Sam then. Mm-hmm. Our good friend Tanith. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're friends. I would sort of go, you'd need to have seen the relevant episode of The Inbetweeners, which I don't think you watched.
No, I don't.
Presume.
Exactly. An alliance between Apophis and Hera Earth could overwhelm all the other system wards combined.
And that would be bad?
One enemy is easier to target than many.
Same producers as last step. What is that? Is that a screwdriver?
It looks like it, and Jack's fiddling with a fossil bar that looks on it.
No, wouldn't you think it'd be the opposite way around? Jack fiddling with a screwdriver and Daniel fiddling with a fossil?
You would think so, but Jack's kind of in his little boy phase, sitting on the desk, kicking his legs. Little quips.
Sam's hair seems to have gotten tidier, although it's still quite long at the back. Mm.
Dr. Jackson, have you seen symbols like this before?
What are the odds?
Well, it looks similar to Phoenician letters, but I can't be sure.
We believe it is a technical manual. None of our Tok'ra linguists could translate it.
Excuse my denseness, but what does this have to do with anything?
The hatred and mistrust between Apophis and Hera Earth goes back a long time.
So if we could get them to fight each other...
They both control the two largest armies of all the Goa'uld. A war between them would decimate both sides and return the balance of power to the system lords. which for now is much more preferable to one all-powerful Goa'uld.
I think I've got it. It's 3 to the blue, 4 to the orange, and 3 to the blue. That sounds like some sort of color-coded combination for a lock.
Be sure, Daniel.
Excellent.
Yes.
This episode will be very short if you can't figure it out.
Daniel's off to do research in actual books. Yes, kids, this was a time, well, the internet existed. It wasn't. Well, I suppose it was, actually. Although Google didn't exist. BG, you know, it's about year 5 BG before Google.
I want to know exactly what we're dealing with here. Every mission detail you've got right now, or we go nowhere.
Jack's jumping in right away. We get a bit of the politics involved. He's making his stand.
You can understand his viewpoint, don't you? Let's face it. You know, strangely enough, he never says anything like that to Teok. If you have any further vital strategic information, you fancy revealing, you know, could you tell us now?
Well, I think he waited to have his little rant, so it was Jacob and no other Togra.
She's fiddling with the laptop.
She can fiddle with a laptop if she wants.
Yes, I would. I don't know. She's quite welcome to fiddle with anything.
Directed by Martin Wood.
You've got stats on how many episodes you directed, haven't you?
Not at hand.
Gasp. I think if you're sitting there, sort of like the guy in Firefly, which says you can't stop the signal, you're surrounded by about 5 screens.
No, Mr. Universe.
If we leave immediately, we can reach the minefield before the meeting and reprogram one of the mines to target Apophis's ship.
So he'll think Harrower is behind it.
Exactly.
Now, the graphic on the screen is actually some of the preliminary artwork for the episode. They were able to use it straight away.
Is it actually on the screen? Or was that?
Rear projection. Actual live animation.
Spinning circularly thing.
Yes. Looks a bit like a TIE fighter, doesn't it?
With some basic... Reminds me, it does, actually. To be honest with you, it looks more like a TIE bomber than a TIE fighter. TIE fighters tended to have flat wings. The bombers had the angled ones. In another company, this would label me as sad. This might actually get me some brownie points from the fans.
Unfortunately, certain aspects of the translation have previously eluded us. Now, with Dr. Jackson's help, we can use the manual to reprogram the mind to hone in on a specific energy signature.
Insane. Yes, Jack, you're right. The plan is to lure Apophis and Uhura into a minefield and, by a bit of subterfuge, have them start shooting at each other and blowing the hell out of each other.
Sounds very risky.
Mm-hmm.
Insane might be another word.
Yes, it's pretty risky when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
Mathematical calculations to be done, so Sam would be a big help, too. Of course, Colonel O'Neill is always lots of fun to have around. The timing is critical, George.
Then you have a go.
Oh, this doesn't look good. Nicely lit, though.
Yes. I wonder which set it is redressed. Very long ceiling. I don't understand. They had manacles there already. Clearly, this is not a one-prisoner arrangement.
Oof. You want to drink, Tilk?
Back away! Welcome to... I am Tarok.
And hello to you too, Tarok. Let me introduce myself.
You suppose you are well known among Jaffa?
Oh, he's a bad boy.
Yes.
Terok.
He's quite ticked off.
Terok's played by Paul Koslow. He's a German actor. Did a huge amount of stuff in the 80s and early 90s. Knight Rider, TJ Hooker, A-Team, all that sort of stuff. They actually said when he came for his interview that he scared the life out of him because he was in character right from the word go. Right until the end when, you know, he dropped out of character and said, was that what you're looking for?
Guys kind of cowering under the desk going,
this moment on.
A lot of the scenes between him and Christopher, you know, he actually changed things so it came as a surprise to Chris and he got a more natural reaction from him. So at times, when you see him grunting pain, it's actually because he's actually been hit.
Oh, marvelous. What did the insurance think about that?
You know, when Chris is hanging here, this shoot took 2 days to do, and for most of the time he was pretty much hanging.
I presume he's got his feet up on something and he's taking some of the weight off because it's only shot from the shoulders up. So I'd imagine he's supported. He's not actually hanging by his arms.
A lot of the shots from below as well, so...
Hmm. Where is he?
Ooh.
That does look painful.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, how do they get the glowing light coming out of you?
Yes. Bend over and shove a torch up and...
That's what it looks like. His mouth open quite wide. Jacob's back in Tok'ra Road.
Think that's going to happen?
If he thinks Eror is ambushing him, Apophis will most likely retreat.
Nice little shot here in the Fae elevator, where they come in on one level, exit on another.
There was the cut.
Because did you see the join?
Yeah, I saw the join quite clearly. There was a very slight jump, I'd say a good 5 frames. Besides, it wasn't even salt. They cut away to just the door.
Yeah.
Thought of a laptop?
Well, I have one. I just couldn't find Beck's Ancient Phoenician Symbology on CD at archaeology.com. So.
At least they faded this time.
I hope they port close. Oh, yes, they did. Any closer, they'd have walked straight into the damn thing.
I'm from Iowa. I only walk in outer space.
Still going with the gold, huh?
You know, they go faster stripes on the outside of the ship.
Is there something different here?
I had the bulkhead removed. Once we've moved the mine inside, we're going to need all the room we can get.
Yes, I'll remove a load-bearing wall. Pods? Don't worry, yes. We're perfectly safe.
If that mine touches anything in here, escape pods aren't going to do us any good.
I want to see if they take off and does the view outside change.
Unfortunately not, simply because it's a solid plate. They do have a restricted budget.
I see Daniel carrying that many books.
Well, he was lucky as he kept looking few books, but good God.
Jack's bored.
It's all Phoenician to me, sir.
Ba-bum. Nah, Jack, not happy. This day and age, you'd have an iPod or something.
Drink. It is only water. Do you not drink because you wish to die sooner?
And this is Ragnar, played by O.B. Nefo.
It's not recording now. You will not appear weak by quenching your thirst.
Apologize for butchering his surname.
Indeed.
Surely you must realize Tirok will not let you die before he has gotten what he wants from you. I swear on my father's name that this is only water.
Of course, he betrayed Tilk.
Yes. Chokes look less than happy.
Well, it's not only the fact that one person betrayed him, it's the situation he's in. You got the impression it was Ragnar and not Makar that betrayed him. Makar seemed reasonably sincere, so you wonder what actually became of him.
Fairly clear that Ragnar wasn't.
See, a bit more of a personal reason for betraying Tilk.
I remember. When you turned against Apophis, my father believed it was a sign. He spoke out against the gods and supported you. He seared the mark of the serpent from my forehead. He said I was free.
You are.
Other Jaffa warriors also began to believe. Like my father, they followed Braytak, who said what you had done would begin a Jaffa rebellion. He said that one day all Jaffa would be free from enslavement at the hands of a Goa'uld.
He spoke the truth.
No, it was blasphemy. The Goa'uld are gods. Look at yourself now. Why will you not admit it?
What do you not believe as your father believes?
My father believes nothing anymore. He is dead.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd annoy me as well. That's the problem with the rebellion. You know, it's going to falter in the beginning and good people are going to die. And so do you carry on or just throw in the towel and switch sides again?
He clearly has.
Yeah, he died free.
Poor whole family.
Didn't kill you though, did they?
No, because he has to serve as an object lesson. Can be brainwashed and be made obsessive like Reinach.
I was fortunate enough to realize that in time to save myself.
Oh, silly boy.
Listen to Ragnar, Tilk.
Oh dear.
So basically he bowed down before Apophis and begged for his little life.
Coward. Although he's only got one life, I suppose.
Yeah, either cowardice or common sense.
That's really bad design. You got to wave forward, block the camera, and then wave back.
Ooh.
Not even greater lasted this long.
Surely he's not implying that Braytag is dead. Now, that can't be. Nothing can kill Braytag.
He admitted we were all powerful gods.
He would die first.
He did die, Teal. But not first. First Bray to me.
Yeah, that's probably his first mistake.
Oh, I don't think so.
So is Terok a Ghoul or a Jaffar?
He's a Ghoul. He's got the Ghoul voice.
That's it. And we don't actually show his eyes changing. Just sort of painful. And now he's going to be even more painful. Yeah, that's even more painful.
Yes. Ooh, that's really sort of
good, is it? Anything being shoved into your pouch is going to hurt you, but when it's pulsing energy in it as well, the symbiote must be pretty uncomfortable as well.
Not being marsupial, I don't actually have
a... We've reached the Tobin system.
Wow, that's a lot of mines.
The mines were cloaked.
No, these aren't cloaked. They were talking about how to make the mines, the area around the planet, look bigger than it actually is. Going on about Galaxy Quest, where their minefield was laid out in a nice symmetrical order, so you could have some forced perspective. Whereas all these mines here, because they were designed to float randomly, it didn't come out like they intended.
No, the planet don't look big enough.
That's it. Looks a bit smaller than it should do.
It's a planet, I mean, it's sort of very, very far away.
And how hard is that going to be?
Well, considering what I have to avoid out there, hard.
Doesn't look particularly safe.
Does it? Fortunately, the mines only react when somebody starts firing, so...
How do we know a ring energy isn't confused with weaponry?
They've got the manual, haven't they, to the mines? The Toker actually got a technical specification of the mines. This sort of plot has been used in Star Trek and Farscape and many a sci-fi series. Always works. Yes. Don't bump into it.
Yeah, bumping into it's probably a bad idea.
Clear the rings. Now, Sam. Get on it!
And Jack, don't get frustrated and start hitting it with a hammer or anything.
Is that an actual prop? Imagine it is.
Yes, that's an actual mine. It's on a little kind of a gimbal, so it can mimic floating there.
Which is why we're never going to see it from...
In the back. You see the blackout doorway? That's where the guys are dressed in black with a little lever.
Well, don't you recognize the symbols?
What symbols?
Save yourself, Teak. It is not too late. One second longer and you will be dead.
Yes, it is. Why doesn't he stick it in his armpit? He's had to go for the brain frying for a bit.
Oh, no. You want to tickle him? Is Tilt ticklish? Let's find out. But he's not dead, is he, Turek?
No.
He looks like he's not quite there. Although, you know, being an evil overlord, a little bit of craziness always helps.
Yes.
Because it is the truth. I do this for one reason. Not to break you! Not to torture you! I do this to save you. Maybe you do not fear me, or even death itself. But you should fear what awaits beyond if you die this way.
He's trying to speak. Now that looks like Tia's actually hanging.
Yeah.
Shut me up.
Kala. Say what needs to be said. To deliver your soul. The souls of all those that have embraced your sin.
You see he's gripping the chains to take a bit of weight off his wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be comfortable.
No, rippling pain across shoulders.
Shucks.
Reminds me, I need to go and take a large painkiller. Big yellow horse pill thing. Maybe
ask,
two.
Ask how you take it.
It's not that big.
That was petty, wasn't it? He's definitely a ghoul.
And they had to employ a bit of CGI there because the camera ball actually came back into shot and rolled across the floor. It didn't look right. So they weren't going to shoot the scene again, so they actually, you know, blanked it out. The drawback of recording this interrogation stroke torture is that for a while it looks very ineffective, mm-hmm. which only strengthens Tilk's point of view. If he eventually breaks him, yeah, then it's worth it. But all this just makes Turok look weak.
Mm-hmm.
Circle with a cross in it.
That could be it.
Okay, what do I do?
Pretty sure you touch it.
I really wouldn't be under there.
Well, unfortunately, that's where the access panel is.
Just rotate the ship.
Yeah, but then they need ladders to actually work above the mine.
Well, that's news.
No, I think that's it.
You think?
Okay, I'm sure that's it.
Thank you, Daniel. You're refilling me with confidence here.
Wait. Hey! No, sorry. That's it, I'm sure.
Look, if he's wrong, you won't know it. Jack, not happy. He could have stayed at home.
And we have the family stuff. Beep, 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 beep. Yes, that looks like a countdown.
Don't touch it anywhere but inside the opening.
Daniel, what do these mean?
Those indicate the various frequencies that the mine is sensitive to.
So we need to erase them all and input only the one we want, right?
Right.
You know, really, there isn't room for two of them there.
Very expensive prop, or so they said. Little LCD screens in the case, and which kept burning out, so they went through a lot of them.
Hmm. If only they waited 5 years, they could have got cheap.
Where's Jack going? Jack, what are you doing?
Jack, you don't have a clue what you're looking at. You just want an excuse to get your head close to Kara's crotch.
That's what I'm thinking. He's really close.
Could turn around and, you know...
That is getting cut out.
Leaving the fact that you said that is getting cut out. And just let them wonder what we're cutting out.
Figure what you said.
Yeah. It will generate feedback.
Do you not believe your soul will be forever punished?
Oh, come on, don't you say it.
Go out with the parasites. They use Jaffa as incubators until they are ready to take human hosts. I have seen the world from which they originated. I have stood beside the swamps from which they first rose.
Meanwhile, back on wherever they are.
Yes. They could still be on Chulak.
Yeah, they've given no indication exactly where they are.
No.
I mean, the Jafar, the Gwal, like open flame no matter where they go.
Yes, it's a sort of, I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's hearkening back to their Unas days.
It could be something as daft as that.
Mm-hmm.
It does make the filming of a scene atmospheric.
Yes.
You believe this so strongly that you risk dying in sin?
I believe it so strongly that I fight to live with every last bit of strength that I have. So that one day enough, Jaffa will believe as I do. Enough to end the Goa'uld and free us all forever.
Is he perhaps half persuaded?
The fact that he didn't, his choice he's made was rooted in vengeance, not intellect. And I think right now he's slowly coming to the conclusion that Tilk and his father were not the dreamers he thought they would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can't understand why Tilt would go through all this for just, he could say, yes, they are gods, forgive me, and then he put out his misery.
This reminds me, I don't know if it predates it, but this reminds me of the TNG episode with Data and that ancient civilization with the, they were firing, you know which one I mean? Data gets taken over and...
No.
I'd need to look it up. Oh, that's not good.
three to the blue.
Dad?
Jacob?
Yeah, mines moving around in a random order makes piloting a little difficult.
Jacob?
I know, I have a problem here.
Down a bit, up a bit, left a bit. Anybody remember the golden shot? No? Fair enough.
Yes, clearly.
It is a bit awkward trying to manoeuvre the ship around mines while at the same time trying to keep that mine in the centre of the ship.
Yes.
There's a computer game there, I tell you.
Yeah, it was called Asteroids. See if you could throw in a little asteroid shooting noise there. You squashed Charter.
So, Jacob, nice flying.
Oh, thanks.
I figure they're still alive, so doing something right.
And how much longer?
Not sure why.
Someone's coming.
Oh, let's complicate matters. They turned up early.
I'm cloaking the ship.
It pans across.
Nice. Slow down from hyperspace mode. Would a ship like that even notice the mines with the shields?
It's Apophis.
Is it? Oh, Apophis. Does it have, like, I am Apophis written on it?
Ooh, can I play?
It's flashing green. Green is good?
No.
Bad.
Bad.
How bad?
Very, very bad.
Dad, I may need Selmac's help here.
All right, Jack, you're going to have to take the stick.
What? Really?
Hey, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
We know that's Apophis' ship because we saw it being built. Nobody has a ship like that. It's a one of a kind. In the brief few seconds while I hand over control, let's hope we don't crash.
Yeah, I gotta go. Whoa, 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 whoa!
Huh? I'm cool. All right.
Wait, Jack.
Gentle movements, Jack. Gentle movements. You've seen Paul, right? Have you seen Paul?
Not yet, no.
Oh. Sorry, okay, you don't get the reference. I gotta see it at least another three times. I missed about three quarters of the references.
I think it's gonna explode.
Deactivate.
I don't know how. If you enter the wrong combination, a failsafe is enacted and you have 5 minutes to...
Jack waving! I keep waving at the mine is gonna make it go away. Is that bugs in the windshield, Jack?
And if we don't release the mine now, we'll be ruined.
Then enter the right combination.
We tried.
Yeah.
Thanks, Selmac.
Very helpful.
Yes. They've got the code, but they're doing something wrong. They've just got to figure out what. Oh, look. Terok's upset. Again.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Imagine him ordering breakfast. He'd be upset if they gave me oatmeal and whatever it is that we all eat.
I'm sure Chris was delayed, but they actually took him down. So I was like,
well, the first scene, they probably dragged him by the heels, so his head went bang, bang, bang. That's a serious looking ship.
Yeah.
And that's a serious looking harem.
My lord, Harur hails you.
What's the point of being a god if you can't drape half naked women across yourself?
Pretty sharp shell, Apophis.
That's Aurora?
Aurora, yep.
Oh, I was confusing Aurora with the fish guy. What's his name? Hugh. That's it. I was making Aurora and Hugh up.
Right.
Hugh, whatever the frack.
Onakla Kila Faruk.
Apophis smug git.
Maxel Apomarashma.
Aurora is saying Apophis' forces are great, but not yet great enough to match the collective army of the System Lords. With his assistance, the battle will be swift. And end in their favor.
Apophis?
He wants to know what Hero Ur wants in exchange.
You think they'd develop a communication system which didn't have the occasional sort of pan down interference?
Hero Ur wants to maintain dominion over all that is currently his, plus that which is currently owned by Cronus.
Yeah, surely they've got the technology for a crystal clear image.
Hero Ur is offering Apophis a gift, a token to show his honor and loyalty. After Apophis accepts, they will swear an oath to solidify their bond.
Hmm.
Useful they're not encrypting all the ship-to-ship communications.
Why would they bother? They don't think anyone else is there, and B, they're good.
Yeah, nobody would dare listen to us.
What is it? In anticipation, hell like a god?
I'm probably misquoting, I know it's Shakespeare. It may actually be Hamlet.
Now, the bad news. Yeah.
I have brought you a gift.
See, he waves away the scantily clad women, because this is more important.
Yes, it's a scantily clad man.
We're not implying anything by that. But he look at him, he looks interested.
He looks excited. You know, cutting that out.
Hmm. Yeah. What is he doing here? No.
Apparently not.
Evidently, yeah. Yeah, Jack, you have a talent for stating blindingly obvious.
As soon as he makes up his mind, the transfer will take place.
Damn it, this is not working.
Right, sod this mission, we're going to rescue Tilk.
Says, 3 to the blue, 4 to the orange, and 3 to the blue.
How much time do we have?
Less than a minute.
Nothing like a deadline.
Okay, these are Tobin numbers. This is 1, this is 2, this is 3.
Wait. What about 0?
What?
0. Why didn't you say 0?
Because there is no 0 in the Phoenician numerical system.
What if the Tobins added it?
Yeah, guess what? The Phoenicians didn't build space bombs either.
There's no 0. Hang on a second. You can't do math without 0. You need the concept of nothing. The concept of the absence of anything.
So I've been off by 1 this whole time.
30 seconds.
Okay then. 2 to the blue, 3 to the orange, and 2 to the blue.
And it's that simple. It's going to start flashing and all sorts of jackpot money's going to come pouring out any second.
That's it.
They got it.
Now we enter the right frequency.
There's a little trumpet fanfare here. Now you're going to die. Oh dear.
Dragged him out of one interrogation room and brought him back again. Just so they could show him on a monitor. And they have a camera in there.
Well, they did, but...
Yeah, that'd be it. I imagine this is the bowels of the ship and the bridge is right at the top of something.
So that Apophis can revive me and begin again.
And he stands up. Mm. All that he's done, the very act of just standing under his own power. You're not going to break Till. Look at him, Harry standing. Good God. Chris Judge is a powerfully built guy.
You know what'll happen to Till if Apophis gets a hold of him.
Yes, Apophis will kill him, revive him, kill him again, revive him again. Yeah.
So?
So? You know as well as I do that bigger things are at stake here. He's your friend, I know. But we've both had to deal with losses like this in battle situations. Tok'ra operatives have already given their lives. And others are a great risk on those ships right now. All for the sake of this mission. I'm sorry, Colonel. But Tilk is expendable.
Yeah, that's the problem with the Tok'ra. They give their lives a bit too easy, it seems. That's why there ain't many on them. Every time a Gwold ship blows up, there was a Tok'ra operative on board.
There wasn't a Tok'ra operative on board.
We're done.
Just see if it actually works now.
Mm-hmm.
It's always handy when they have just a handful of controls that can do all sorts of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, considering 6 buttons, I mean, the combinations.
They start shooting at each other.
Better not yet. We're still in the middle of this minefield. Deploy.
And off it goes.
Yep.
Nothing's happening.
Our operative could have been compromised.
Or we reprogrammed the mine wrong.
Yeah, so many things could go wrong. We didn't program it wrong. Sorry, Sam.
Koma Ata, Eruru. Ona Mahasa, Shal Apophis. Send the Shovan to Lord Apophis.
Yes, Eruru. How does it feel bending over for him?
Apophis has agreed to the alliance.
Dad. Tilk risked his life to save all of us when we came to rescue you on Natu. You owe him. We all do.
Wait a minute. How is Hera going to transport Tilk to Apophis' ship?
He would probably use rings.
Well, then we can save Tilk the same way that he saved us, by intercepting the matter stream.
It won't work while the ship is in stealth.
So uncloak it.
It would take some pretty fancy flying.
Are they going to do the old interrupt the matter stream thing?
It looks like it.
It's... not like they haven't done it at least 3 times already.
Well, they know it works. The only problem is that they've got to be uncloaked.
Why? They deployed the mines while cloaked. Why would they have to be uncloaked?
Because Jacob said so.
I'm sorry, I hate to point out logical fallacy here, but they dropped the mine while cloaked so they can deploy rings, but
I imagine
stuff up.
Okay, I imagine the matter stream interacts with the cloaking technology in some way.
Don't make excuses for them.
It may, in effect, you know, disrupt the matter stream, so you don't really want to transport organic stuff through it.
Yeah, oh, Star Trek motion picture time.
Yeah, it'll work. The beauty of science fiction, you can come up with pretty much any explanation or excuse you want. Come on, Ragnar, we know you're going to give in and side with Tilk eventually.
Well, yeah, at some point in the next 6.5 minutes, anyway.
Either insane or...
Take him down! The soul is to be transported to Apophis!
Forget Uhura and Apophis, I just wouldn't want to piss Terok off.
Mm.
Oh, that's it. Get him, Tilk. Missed.
Hey. I didn't exactly miss, but his own Jafar primarily. Looking for his holdings kind of thing.
What do you think you are doing? Jafar!
What do you think you're doing? What sort of question is that? Well, that's stupid, and you know, Uhura doesn't want him dead.
My lord, you are killing him.
Oh, not to deny to satisfaction. Fortunately, die.
Oh, you really don't want to do that.
No. I think that's the final.
My lord.
Hey!
Just a look of sheer sort of shock on his face. You know, eh? He managed to turn his head and kind of, that's something he didn't have a mental toolkit to deal with.
The guy could have been hundreds of years old. It does make it easy, doesn't it, when he has a carrier wave like that, that you can see quite easily. Yeah, nobody noticed there's a ship coming in.
Oh, they missed it.
We missed him.
So what now?
We better get out of here.
My lord, a cargo ship attempted to intercept the matter stream.
What?
Oh well, so much for that plan. Yeah, we tried. Let's go.
Hmm.
Oh, is he? My god, the Tok'ra operative is actually a helm officer.
Hmm. Yeah, but he's not wearing a helm.
It looks like you programmed the mine right. It's going for a Apophis' ship.
It's nice to see that Apophis didn't bother redressing all the uniforms of his former so-called personnel.
What is this?
Hera-Ur transported him instead of the Shova.
Bang.
Hera-Ur attacks!
So we didn't have the shield.
Hmm.
You dare to attack me? It is deception! The deception is yours. Why did you not send me the shoulder?
I didn't, honest.
We gotta go back for Teal'c.
And do what?
Something.
It's too late.
No, it's not.
This is not good for Huru.
No, it's not great for Teal'c either.
It's not possible.
Apparently it is.
The Gull would have never been able to cloak an entire mothership before, let alone a fleet.
Kree, Hera-Ur! Sepakarek Apophis!
Yeah, it's kicking off now.
Mm.
The mines. Oh.
Apophis brought out a lot of ships.
Lots of ships.
Hera-Ur's kind of looking.
Yes. I'm screwed. Ouch. Now that's one hell of a gun.
That's a big gun. Fireworks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you could say Tilk or Sokar before him made some huge technical advances.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Williams as Apophis, he really set the mark for a Gwold system lord.
They're protecting Apophis' ship.
They're allowing him to escape.
It's good to be a god, isn't it, when your men throw themselves into the line of fire like that.
Maybe the Tok'ra haven't quite gotten over that.
Yeah, it's not only that, the resources he's throwing away on this battle.
Well, he's arrogant.
Well, how big is his fleet? I mean, he's probably lost
89
carriers.
Very much motherships.
Hattacks, aren't they?
I asked him which god he worshipped, and he answered with a Tok'ra password.
This is Jacob Carter. Identify yourself.
My name is Ragnor.
Who are you? How did you know how to answer my hail?
I am the Jaffa who helped Teal'c escape.
I'm also the one that betrayed him, but we won't listen.
Yes, let's not mention that.
I rescued him. I'm a hero.
It is good to hear your voice again.
Why, the Teal'c does not look in a good way. He's just, looks like I've done after my last decent session.
We will meet you there.
O'Neill's sort of trying to be casual about it. Yeah, I will draw parallels with O'Neill being sort of fresh and bouncy and bright, and Teal'c being banjaxed in the backseat. With the last time they were in a Death Glider with O'Neill, Banjax in the backseat, and Teal'c sort of bright and fresh and busy.
Teal'c wouldn't appreciate having pencils thrown at him in this state, though.
He's now a bigger threat than ever before.
How exactly are they going to get Teal'c in the ship?
Same way.
I wouldn't have thought so. Unless the planet's got some more habitable planets around that way, so they can both land. Of course, let's forget that small technicality.
And the other small technicality about the matter stream and the cloak. Let's not poke holes.
We have Ragnor finally coming to his senses and helping Teal'c escape, and he becomes a semi-regular character over the next season.
And that was The Serpent's Venom, or according to transcript, simply Serpent's Venom without the but the transcript said it was the wrong episode. Next week's episode is entitled Chain Reaction. When SGC Commander General Hammond steps down saying he's, quote, too old for the job, unquote, SG-1 immediately suspects foul play. And when a hard-nosed new general steps in to replace and splits up SG-1, they've had to solve the mystery and get their beloved General Hammond back at the helm.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it?
Did you notice a slight hint of sarcasm when I read that?
Slight. Sarcasm was dripping off.
Oh, that reminds me of the last house I watched. Where Cuddy's mother couldn't detect sarcasm. Which my house would be any time his lips move.
Yeah, pretty much so.
And the title card for this volume is Apophis surrounded by four metally clad ladies. Metally being a combination of metal and scantily.
Oh, the Region 2 DVD has a scene from The Curse. Yeah, you can have a choice. You can have a pretty good lady or a evil good man.
I like pretty good lady.
Right, that was The Serpent's Venom then. Once again, great episode. One of the major arc episodes. Always great to see Apophis. Peter Williams did a fantastic job portraying him. Even better when the fact that he's died and come back and died and come back.
I can't imagine them doing that with another character.
No, they'd never do that again once they've done it once, would they? That'd be crazy.
For fence.
Even if they didn't want to lose him in the first place and he said, I'm never coming back, and then he came back.
Just say the word.
Open the iris.
Email our feedback, which hope we might have actually generated, even if I have to badger people when I'm in the States to do it. Email Gatecast. I do that. If I chat to people, say, listen to Gatecast. Yes, now, email Gatecast. I'm shameless.
Nothing wrong with being shameless.
This is a comment on The Curse, which was episode 78, from Daniel Waller. Okay, I know it's terrible, but I swear it was not intentional. My wife and I named our firstborn Daniel after me. And if we have a daughter, her name will be Sarah. We decided this and then watched this episode later, realising how deep Stargate runs through our veins.
That's just priceless, isn't it?
There's worse. Could have named the child Jaffa, Teal'c, or, Apophis. I'm sure there are kids out there named Apophis.
You find a woman willing to go along with that, marry her, and never divorce her.
Divorce has only been legal here for 10 years, and it takes 5 years to get that far.
Yeah, you live in a strange land. Thanks, Daniel, for a comment so fast. That's what we like.
That episode's up less than 9 hours, which means he's already listened to it and commented on it. I don't even bother with the GWC podcasts until, usually I listen to two of them every other week as a rule. Well, normally when I'm travelling.
Yeah, I try to put episode first thing on a Monday when I go to work, so the first day's commuting is GWC.
Your commute is what, 40 minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes. No, about 25 minutes to get there in the morning, 40 minutes to get home.
Because of all the wonderful darlings from school which are incapable of walking or getting a bus.
Well, that doesn't help. It's always nice when the kids are off school.
Come try ya!
on the next Stargate SG-1.
We're taking fire, report.
A disastrous mission.
Do you really think I believe you're quitting because we ran into a little trouble out there?
A shocking announcement.
I'm stepping down as commander of the SGC.
A conspiracy at the highest level.
You want to help General Hammond, you're going to have to get your hands dirty.
Now, O'Neill must risk it all to expose the truth.
I'm not leaving until I get what I came for.
And stop a doomsday operation.
When that bomb goes off, we'll still be connected to that planet by an active Stargate.
Before SG-1 faces its own self-destruction.
Close the iris.
Radiation levels approaching critical.
Commence immediate evacuation of the base.
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
And that's pretty much it, folks. Thank you for downloading, listening, feeding back in the unlikely event that you did. Etc. etc. Any thoughts you might have on our upcoming, i.e., in about 6 months, episode 100? Feel free to ponder it. And I think our mid-season poll should be out by the time this episode comes out. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, got it through an online subscription. We're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Hope to hear from you next week. Bye. Thank you for listening. I've been Alan.
And I've been Mike. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visitors at gatecast.facecast.com.